ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
नीचे बाबा ने हम सबको इतना अच्छा पाठ पहला पढ़ाया है।
Sweetest Baba has taught all of us the very nice lesson, the very good lesson, firstly, that we are that living energy souls. We all experience it and we practice it because within this cycle, within this world cycle, right from Satyug, right from the Golden Age, through to the end of the Iron Age, all of us, the souls, have been playing parts through this body. And by playing part with this body, we make efforts, and then we got the attainment of the effort of now in Golden and Silver Age. And then we kept on taking a body, leaving a body, and then by taking many births in Copper Age, we fell into body consciousness. And when we became subservient to body consciousness, and when we forgot being soul conscious, many types of vices entered into us. And right from the Copper Age through to the end of Iron Age, because of body consciousness, we committed many sins, and during the final time, towards the end of Iron Age, Baba came to his children, and then Baba gave all of us, his children, the lesson that children, you're not the bodies, but you are the soul, and so you need to be situated in soul consciousness. You take the support of the sense organs, you get the work done through your sense organs, and then to finish this body consciousness, we have three aspects. First is the awareness of being this body. It's become natural. A natural awareness of being the male or female. And so while we do perform some tasks, we start to feel pride of that work that we do, and then that pride turns into ego. And so now to finish all these three, there needs to be a very deep practice. We listen to Murli's, we attended classes, we took the time, one or two hours, and then we got busy with our work. This is usually what happens, and this is why we need to pay a great deal of attention. There's this example that's shown in Mahabharata, that when the war got over, Mahabharata war got over, and then the Pandavas became victorious, and after that they went on to the mountain, and then they were melted away. So what is the meaning of getting melted away up in the mountains? It means that how we, the souls, melt away from this body consciousness. It's not the point of getting melted away physically, but then I'm victorious, I've gained victory over everything. So, and to die from this pride, this awareness also. So when Sakha Brahma was here, Sakha Brahma, he made a lot of effort to attain his final stage, that attain his stage of being complete. It's nirakari, that's being bodilessness, and then nirvikari, being voiceless, and then nirahankari, non-ego. So I'm pure, I'm voiceless, and that's also, and even for those aspects also, sometimes we get subtle ego of that. And then that subtle ego, it gets displayed in our talks and in our actions. And so Baba gives signals over and over again to us to get rid of the subtle ego. The first is, and we use 4 points, 4 aspects. The first is, when I say I, let me have the attention that I am the soul, and I the soul am, I'm different to this body, and I'm doing work and doing performing actions through this body. It's about when I say I, let me remember this. And second, what kind of a soul am I? Baba has given us many lines of self-respect. And to understand those lines of self-respect, and then to understand that, understand the self, and then to be situated in that self, and then to remember in every action that I'm an elevated soul, I'm a great soul. And I'm the Shresht, and the Sarvottam means the Shreshtest, the greatest of all Brahmin soul in this confluence age. The greatest fortune that we've got in this confluence age. So when we situate ourselves in this self-respect, then our pride gets finished. And so what are the signs of someone who actually feels pride in something? If you cut any of his talks, if you just, and if that person isn't respected, isn't given regard, and then that person would feel that people are defaming me. So that's the sign of someone who still has pride. And if someone cooperates with them, and some children of Baba recognize Baba, they become cooperative in service, and then they give everything, their body, their mind, and their money into this seva. But then they'll have this very subtle desire that let everyone know, everyone should know that I also do something. And that's this very subtle pride. It's that to show it to others. And some souls want name and fame for themselves. At least I should be called upon on the stage. Now Baba's part is also over, Baba's avikt part is also over. And when Baba's last, towards the end, when Baba used to give drishti, then there used to be big lines. And then during those times, our teacher sisters used to have a difficult time. So whom should we allow to take that drishti? So because this is a very big gathering, and then not everyone can get the drishti individually. And if sisters won't give attention to their students, they'd get upset, and even for seats here, to sit here in the dining hall, if someone feels that they aren't given a particular seat, then also they'll get upset. They'll see a sense of hopelessness that will hover over them. So these little things, really the desires, the limited desires, these are the ones that emerge pride in a person. And if those desires are not fulfilled, and then they feel a sense of defame immediately. So, if you need to finish the sense of I, then there needs to be a great deal of attention. Whenever you are situated in your soul consciousness, then I'll tell you a very good effort point. At least, not more, at least 20 minutes, be in solitude. Sit in solitude and then go towards the end of one, ekant. Until the point that you haven't practiced being detached from this body and the pride of this body, until then the body consciousness doesn't leave you. And that's why I, the soul, who am I and how am I? You need to experience that soul consciousness. Experience the soul as being a sparkling star. The other day there was this very, very lovely word in Baba's Murli. Baba said, children, how is my form? And Baba explained that form. And then Baba said that his form is very small, smaller than, there's this little green called kaskas in Hindi, and it's very small. I've been doing this seva for 50 years, but when I heard this one, that then when Baba said that his form is smaller than kaskas, then what exactly is his form? He's an energy, he's the light. And as he is, so am I. I was just seated in there, just like that. Let me experience this. Such experience is the one that lets you get away from this body consciousness. Soul gets very peace, and it gets into peace, and then there's no desire for name and fame. All kinds of desires will get finished automatically, and you feel a sense of fulfillment. And such awareness that knows your body consciousness, and for that we need to practice who am I and what am I. And you don't need any training or any classes for this, but then you'd need solitude. And then along with the solitude, you also need to focus ekagrita. You need to have focused attention. And then the other thing that makes souls feel a sense of defame, that people talk in arrogance. They walk in arrogance, they're talking. So people say that, we don't know what kind of pride they have. Maybe it's the pride of being a jnani, being knowledgeful, being... So all of that is seen through their words and actions. So in their words, there will be such sense of me and mine that whatever I am saying is the right one. And if someone cuts their words, if someone cuts short their words, then they'll be upset. They won't talk to anyone. So that will create many problems and many obstacles. If somebody doesn't accept their I-ness, their I-ness, one day said that. And this is another obstacle that breaks our gathering. Baba wants all of his children, all of us, to become free from all this name and fame desire. Our Dadis accepted this point of Baba heartily, very lovingly, because Baba is such a big authority, because our Dadi is such a big authority, and she was never touched by any kind of pride. Even if she had to give some opinion or some instruction, she would never say that it's my thinking, it's my idea, it's my thinking that you should do this. No, she would always say that it's Daddy's way of thinking. Sometimes we would see that Daddy would sometimes get into this enthusiasm that we need to do this, we need to do that. And if she would call 5 to 10 people, and then she would take opinions of them. And if one or two's opinions didn't match them, then Daddy would say that, let's wait and see, because there are two people's opinions aren't matching. So when everyone is in one, comes into one opinion, then there will be success. So Daddy's thinking was that everyone's opinion is good. She never disregarded anyone's opinion. Let's say someone's thinking is not right, but then she wouldn't just disregard that outrightly. She would only think that this person is talking from their experience, so that person needs to be given regard of that kind. So instead of disregarding even their wrong talk, let me not disregard that, disregard them, let me give regard to them for their experience, so that their pride isn't affected. And afterwards, when she would hear everything, when she would give them regard, after they would calm down, then she would give her opinion, so that they would be able to take that in because they've calmed down. And so our Dadis had finished the sense of I, and then the sense of pride, and then they gave everyone such regard. That's why such a big gathering. So that's why they could run this such a big gathering in one row. And on the basis of this Nirman Sthiti of our Dadis, we've gained success. But in current times, even for very small things, even very small things are turning into something of disrespect among each other. It's my area, it's my place, it's my student, this is where I've done seva service, I cannot leave this. If I leave this, everything will be ruined because I have built this. This is also a very subtle pride. The souls that are Nirman, who are beyond the desire for name and fame, they will make someone an instrument to carry out their task, and then their line of thinking would be, what is it that I have to take? It's all Baba's. So they'll never come into the situation of fight, even the subtly, because of the sense of the pride, the sense of I. And the third I, the third sense of I, is there are many souls here that are in this path of knowledge, that listen to the Murli, that do the class, but then they're fighting with their own sanskaras, and then their words will be, I'm not worthy of becoming a deity. I don't have any quality of becoming a deity. Nobody recognizes me. I don't have any qualification to become deity. Baba looks at all of his children with such elevated lines of self-respect, but Baba says that even if my child is the last soul that comes towards the end of 9 lakhs, then also that soul is the greatest soul in comparison to all souls. Because at least he has recognized the incorporeal Baba through his heart. So there's no big speciality than this, because even the biggest of scholars haven't recognized this incorporeal energy, our Baba. But at least that my child has recognized me. That's why Baba sees all his children in a very elevated vision. So that, but Baba's children, they become so disheartened, there's no enthusiasm, there's no happiness. I have to do something, I have to do this, it's not there. So Baba says, Tandetar, it means it's very cold, they becoming very cold, and so it's like a disease of the heart. So this eye of being disheartened, being hopeless, being... So this needs to get rid of. And the fourth type of the sense of eye is... And the fourth type of the sense of eye is, however I am, I'm good. There's no experience, there's no experiment of any type of energy, or there's no intoxication, or there's no happiness. And Baba says, this I is also like the stagnant water. Because in stagnant water there will be worms, insects, and so you having that attitude that however I am, I'm good. I recognize the Father. Okay, they are punctual, they went home, the Murli is left at the center. So Baba doesn't want such children. So let's check all of these subtle sense of eyes. And sometimes even while checking, some children of Baba get disheartened. I won't be able to become a deity. How would I be able to pass? Because I have so many weaknesses within me. These are the aspects that I'm dealing with. My samskaras are very harsh. So how do I transform them? These are the things that make them disheartened. So Baba tells his children, don't be tired. Don't get tired. Just get on to the effort. All the things will get crossed on their own. This beautiful song Baba tells many times, whose companion is God, then what can the cyclones do to stop such a soul? So Baba says that I am with you, but then you're not using me. You need to use Baba's companionship. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you don't raise your BP thinking that what do I do, how do I do. Just think of Baba and then okay, that will get done. You make Baba your companion with a firm faith, with a lot of love. Baba says that there is this rule, if you have the courage, then you'll get my help. I won't help just like that. You need to take one step of courage and then I'm there to give you 1,000 steps of help. So you're never to beg with Baba. So you all know, even if some beggar comes in front of your doorstep, then you won't give them the key to your treasury. So maybe if you are merciful, you'll give them some clothes or some money. But then Baba doesn't want any of his children to beg with him. So Baba says that my children are my heirs. There's this small aspect, I never forget this. Once what happened, in the Murli department, we started to get many devices. First we got the computer, and along with the computer we got the printer. And at that time the printer used to cost 60,000-70,000. So I got that delivered, and after a few days that got corrupt. So we took it to Ahmedabad, and so it was just 3-4 days. I didn't tell this to Dadi because it was a new printer and it got corrupted. And how do I tell this to Dadi? So I didn't go in front of Dadi for 3-4 days. Murli got stopped. Murli was stopped because there was no printer. But Dadi got to know about this because she knew that something must have gone wrong, otherwise Raju would have come. So she specially called me, and then she asked, "What has happened? Something has happened?" And then I told to Dadi, I was very afraid, and I told that we had a new printer. It was 50,000, but then it got corrupted. And Dadi said to me by looking at me that, "Are you not the owner of this house? If you are the owner, and then 3 days the Murli has been stopped, so you have to order for another printer." So she had such love for Baba and Murli, and that was all the devices here, all the devices of this yagya. And she said that there is nothing that's perfect, but then if you sustain that, if you manage that by being an owner, then... So Dadi told that Dadi gave regard by thinking that I am this, by thinking about that vision that I am this owner. I was this owner, so gave that regard to me even when I went with her with the news that the printer was corrupt. So let me become the owner, and then when I, in that sense, when I start to use these devices, then there's no sense of minus in there. So Baba has given very elevated lines of self-respect for us, and then through that we'll be able to finish the sense of I. So regardless of whether you live in center or in families, there's this beautiful line from Dadi Janki. Let me share it. We used to take Dadi many times to the kitchen on wheelchair. And when she would come there and sit there, we used to be near Dadi, and then she would say, "Raju, did you see the mandala? It's Baba's act is going on here." She would say that with such intoxication. So we'd ask Dadi, "What act of Baba did you see?" And then Dadi would say that so many children of Baba are coming here. The food is being made here, meals are being cooked here. Who is coming here? Who is making this? If this is not God's act, then whose is this? So she used to say that with such nirmanta that there was no sense of fame or name attached to her words, her thinking. There was never this experiment of being the sense of having the sense of I and me. Neither with Dadi, neither with Gulzar Dadi, Janki Dadi. Even with Gosardhadi, she never had that sense of I. She always had this awareness that I'm the instrument of Baba. I'm talking about Gosardhadi now. So once what happened, back in those days, they used to live in Pandav Bhavan. So once we said that, Dadi, let's go to Peace Park for picnic. And Dadi said, okay, let's go. So we, 8-10 brothers and 2-3 sisters, we went along with Dadi. And so after some time, Dadi's car went ahead, our car was behind. So then our car, it had an impact with the car that was coming from the other side. But then there was such big noise because there was this collision between these two cars. But then the people that were sitting in that car, in the car that was coming from the opposite side to us, they were shouting so much. Nobody was hurt, but then, so they were crying, they were shouting, thinking that maybe they will get some money. And then our Gulzardadi, she got down from her car with such lovingly, and then I was seeing this instrument of Baba. And then she came such lovingly, and then she gave such drishti of love, filled with love. And then she asked, what happened? Nothing has happened to you. Get up. And then they quietly stood up, and then Dadi had toli, and then she distributed toli peacefully to everyone. Nothing has happened. You go and we'll also go. And so within a minute, this whole play was over. She gave them the drishti, she gave them the toli, and then she told very smilingly, very lovingly, nothing has happened, you get up. And then she would do to them very lovingly. They went their way and we went our ways. This was Dadiji's self-respect. And in that self-respect, there was no sense of I. Baba is doing everything, Baba is getting everything done. So let's pay attention a great deal to the sense of the subtle I within us. So Baba says, don't say meh in Hindi, meh means it's the. So you need to get rid of this I. It's the sheep that says meh meh. So once what happened, a sheep was getting actually being offered to God, and the sword was actually about to cut the sheep there, but then the same sword accidentally killed there was a small child of a human being that was next to that sheep. So this attitude of human being, it's gone so wrong that when they're actually killing that sheep, there was no feeling within them. But then when they accidentally killed this human being, there was all this feeling. And so when there is the sense of I, that is the reason, that is the cause for sorrow. Baba has finished the sense of I. Mine is one Baba and none other. And whoever has made this lesson firm, they will be devoid of any kind of sorrow. Sorrow won't touch them. Yesterday I was doing a class at Ajmer, and in that class I said, during the corona time, the soil of mountain has fallen onto the people. A Mataji, a mother was sitting in the gathering, and then after the class was over, she started crying so much. She was crying, so I asked, what happened to you, Mataji? And then she said that her husband had left his body during Corona, and her child, he got a little bit fever, and then he left his body while sleeping. So now she's been in Gyan for the 15 years, but then she was crying so profusely from her heart, what will happen to me? She was crying, saying, what will happen to me? What's the point of my living? Then I said that Baba is teaching you, every soul is settling their accounts, they're leaving their body, they're taking on their body. The soul has to settle all their accounts fully before this Kaliyuga is over. So wherever the soul is going, where the soul must have gone somewhere, so if you remember them lovingly, then they'll get happiness there. So I tried to explain to her. But where there's this strong sense of I, then there's no knowledge. That's why you need to finish the sense of I, whether it's in the individuals, whether it's in substance, whether it's in sanskara, that needs to be finished. Sometimes with my specialities, okay, I can do very good class, I can do course very well, I can manage very well. So all of these subtle eyes, subtle sense of eyes, and so if they don't get the seva of the same kind that they want, then they'll leave all kinds of seva. But Baba says, whatever seva, service you get, whether it's the karmana seva, whether it's the seva through actions, dadis have done all kinds of seva. Maybe, so this, they used to sweep the floor, they used to clean each room, they used to do the dishes, they used to wash, they used to do all kinds of chores, not just for 1 year, but 10 to 15 years continually. And then we used to do it with a sense of play. But if I start saying that, okay, I'm an educated one, I cannot do all these things, I'm the one with money, then that's also the subtle sense of I. So one time there was this brother, he had this feeling, he was a big officer, that he wanted to, he was the kind of officer who had managed 100 to 200 people at his local work, and then he wanted to do service. So somebody in Om Shanti Bhavan, some Sevawari Bhai, he just sent this brother, this officer brother, he sent him for seva, and then this guide brother who was in charge, he didn't know that he was an officer. He asked, are you here for seva? And then he said yes, and then he gave him a cloak and then a broom, and then he said, you clean all the windows. Until the party arrives here, you clean everything. And that officer brother, who was there for seva, he was such modest, and then he was cleaning everything very lovingly. And then I came out of the class, and then I saw that this officer, this is a VIP, and then he's cleaning all the windows in Om Shanti Bhavan, and he's sweeping the floors, and then I called that brother. Aisa, please come here, I called him. But then he said that, Aisa, please, it's okay. I've got the seva in Baba's house, let me do it. Please don't say anything. So he was very happy doing that service. So that's why I pay attention. Sometimes it happens. So don't say, by looking at some seva, some sort of seva, that this is not my kind of seva, my type of seva, I cannot do this. Baba says, this the task of, so Baba's task of transformation is going on, and in this greatest task, if my little finger also, if I can cooperate even a little bit also, then everything will be successful. If I haven't done even a little bit, then I haven't actually. So I've surrendered everything to Baba, and then Baba says, yes, yes, Baba. Baba says, yes, you have surrendered everything. Now you look at everything as the belongings of Baba, and then you become a trustee, and then you work through these things. So when you say Baba from the heart, then everything becomes His. So sometimes we say, Baba, yours is yours, but mine is mine. But when we say, sometimes we say, yours is mine, but mine is also mine. But so mine is, should also be His. So Baba says, you manage everything by becoming the trustee. There should never be this sense of I. It's neither my property, it's not my family, nor my children. They've been given to you because you have a part in this drama, and then you have an account, so you just carry out all your responsibilities by becoming a trustee. Don't ever think that it's my money, it's my family, and whenever the sense of my, this is what turns you around in this Kali Yuga, and then that will become a burden on you, that will become a, that will bind you into things in this Kali Yuga. So you need to feel the sense of liberation whilst living the life here, not by leaving the body, leaving this life, and then feeling liberation. No. Whilst living amidst everything, everyone, we need to feel that sense of liberation by renunciating and by sacrificing, and then feeling that sense of attainment. So this disease has, it has sat very deep down, very lovingly. So let me share four aspects with you. The first one, whichever task you take on, let there be this sense of being an instrument. Let there not be the sense of I in anything that you do. This is Baba's task. Baba has given this, and Baba's children, let me explain to you, let me give you an example. There are new children of Baba here. Tavi Prakash Maniji, when she wasn't, when her body wasn't cooperating with her very well, then she didn't go up the mountain to Mount Abu for 3 years. And then many people, we used to up and down every day. So one day, Daddy was sitting with her eyes closed, peacefully, and I was also seeing Daddy. What is Daddy doing? And then I asked Daddy, when I called Daddy, then Daddy opened her eyes, and then she asked, you've come from upstairs. So she asked, is Gansaro okay? Pandu Bhavan okay? So she asked everything. I said, yes, Daddy, everything is going on smoothly. Everything's fine. Then she asked, how is everything going smoothly? Then I said in very simple words, Daddy, it's because of your power of yoga and because of the power of your good wishes, everything is going smoothly. You applauded here, but then when I said this to Daddy, showed her that Daddy looked at me with a stern eye. Looked at me with the stern eye. So I said, Daddy, because of your pure vision, everything is happening very smoothly. Then Dadi said, "What are you saying? It's not through my thoughts, it's through Baba's. Baba is doing everything." So Dadi had killed this sense of I. She never had this thought that it's I who's doing. And even Brahma Baba, he had such intoxication. So when they came into Abu, Mount Abu, there were around 300 to 350 children. There was nothing to eat. There was not a single penny, but then meals had to be made for 400 people. But then Baba was the carefree emperor. Kitchen, the ones that were in charge of kitchen, they would come and ask Baba, "Baba, what should be made for meals?" But then, because there was nothing, then Baba would say, "Children, please wait. Let's wait for the post, 10 a.m. post." So there was not a single day when there was no meal. So one day Baba said suddenly that it was the holy day. "Children, on the day of holy, there will be jalebi. So tomorrow there will be jalebis for everyone." That's what Baba said. And then the kitchen in charge people came and then said, "Baba, you're talking about jalebis, but then we don't even have the flour for roti." But then Brahma Baba said, "Children, it's not I who said this, it's the Almighty that said, I didn't say this. It's the Almighty, Shiv Baba, that said." So he had such sense of being an instrument of Baba. He didn't have the sense of I. And then it was the holy day, and then, and so 2 a.m. we sat for yoga, and then there was a family living across the street. And then there was this mother who was full of bhavana for Yajna. But then that brother saw lights, red light at 2 a.m. and then he woke his wife and then he said, "What is this Baba doing? He's not letting his children sleep. Even at 2 a.m. He's woken up all the children and not letting them sleep." And then he said, "Whatever we have in our almera here, whatever money we have, go and give it to them." The wife said, "I'll go give it to them later." But then he said, "No, go now and give it to them." And then that mother, she gave with, and she came, and then Baba said, "You've come here now." And then she said that her husband wouldn't get any sleep. He said that, "Go and give this money to Baba." And really, that morning, jalebi was made in Bhog. So Baba can do anything. Baba is the magician. So that's why never think that it's I who is doing this. I'm doing everything. Whoever has killed I and mine, that is the carefree emperor. And when there is this worry that how would my family run, what will happen if that happens, then Baba has said, where is the sense of yours here? You've surrendered everything. So then always pay attention that always you have this sense of being an instrument. Baba, you've made me an instrument, and so I thank you, gratitude. So where there is this sense of being an instrument, this humility. Even in your words, let there not be the usage of such words that there was this mention in Murli 10-12 days ago that Baba has mentioned that my several children of mine, they talk such harsh words that they can actually do chutney to others. That means that they'll throw stones at others. So where there's the sense of being an instrument, where there's no sense of I, then there's always this sense of humility and being in uneasiness in everything, not a little bit of arrogance in such souls. Otherwise, if you have the sense of I, then that will lead to collision. And the third is Nit Nirman, instrument Nirman, and the Nirmal one, a very pure voice. Now it's time for us to go back to our abode. And that's why we need to stay beyond words. Baba says allowed us to do karma, to do business and even service in outside world. But if you have applied a brake to your mind, then it's not a big deal to stop your words. It's not a big deal to become silent physically. But if you are running too many thoughts inside, then it won't be easy to stop. So to stop means not to become blank. Whoever I am, however I am, let me situate myself in that and then let me be detached from the sense of body. So let me situate myself in the sense that I, the soul, am a calm soul, I'm a cool soul. So with this we can finish the sense of being body consciousness, being in body consciousness. And so mine is one Baba and none other, and this thought of determination, no matter what happens, even if it takes to die, I would need to kill the sense of I and mine. A yogi is not called a yogi if he has this ego. Ravan had this ego. Ravan has been depicted to be as someone who was knowledgeable. But despite that, he was very arrogant. He was full of ego. So all of us, Baba's children, let's finish this sense of body consciousness and then let's... And you become a detached observer and then see his act, see the act of the Divine, then you would never see any sense of pride in whatever he does. So to whatever extent you can, you increase the spirituality inside of you. And secondly, let there be this intoxication of being spiritual on your face. And so you need to have that intoxication of spirituality on your face. Just by looking at you, people should think and feel that these people have attained something. Even whilst living amidst this Kali Yuga, you're so happy and peaceful through your face, through your attitude, through your way of living, then they'll be able to feel that. And this is what Baba's desire is towards us, and we need to fulfill this. Can we do this? Always their face be full of happiness, simple thinking, and with Baba's remembrance, we'll be able to make a show of Baba. So I'd like that all of us, children of Baba, let's experience that bodiless stage. No need to think of anything. I, the soul, however I am, whoever I am a light, I'm the might, I'm a very subtle star sitting in the center of my forehead. I'm the one with this intoxication of being seated on the throne of immortality. So make your mind and intellect so firm, so light, that your thought, that you'll be able to take your thought power to subtle region and to the incorporeal world. So let's sit in soul consciousness and let's see our form of the self through our divine eyes, and let's invoke Baba very lovingly by sitting in the throne, and then let's combine Baba on the throne of immortality. Baba is combined with I, the soul. He is supremely pure. He is almighty authority. He is the divine star. He is a resident of the supreme abode. He is making me experience all his powers whilst I sit in the center of my forehead. So through this combined form, by experiencing God's power, Baba's power, let me experience my real form.
वृक्षपति बाप के साथ कल्प वृक्ष के जड़ों में मैं तपस्वी आत्मा
With Baba as the owner of the tree of Kalpa, so I'm actually sitting in the roots of this Kalpa tree and then getting power from Baba. I'm sending Sakash to this whole Kalpa tree. I am the ancestor soul of all the worldly souls.
Adi Pita Brahma Baba ke saath,
along with Brahma Baba, Adi Pita is also the mother, along with the Kamadhenu, along with my Brahma mother. I'm sitting in tapasya with just one thought and with the lagan that I'm donating peace, power to this whole world, to this whole tree. All the souls are taking power from the Father in the seed form, and then they're attaining liberation. With the self-respect, all of you with the self-respect, being in the self-respect that you're the ancestor soul, serve all the souls of the world. Thank you.
अपने निज स्वरूप का अनुभव करते हैं.
Experiencing your original form. In the incorporeal world, the stage of being in sweet silence, the Son of Knowledge, Baba's, taking all powers from the Son of Knowledge, Baba, and in that Brahm element, in that element of light, experience your original form, that I am a light. I am full with all the powers. Under the rays of the Son of Knowledge, and those rays of rays full of all power, it's making me full of all attainments. I am supremely pure. Filled with all powers. I am experiencing the stage of unlimited peace. In the land of peace.